Okay, let's begin. I'm all excited to begin. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed. As it just hit me, I sent this out to the chats. What's exciting is whenever you're towards the end of a time and you don't have that much time left, so you appreciate what you have. Right, it's brought down that the Kruvim, it says with the Kruvim, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so it says that the Kruvim were facing each other. And the question that they ask is, why were the Kruvim facing each other when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? If the Kruvim facing each other represents the Jewish people listening to Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, obviously, was that Klal Yisrael was doing something wrong. So why were the Kruvim facing each other? When they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Kruvim facing each other. So I think one of the Rishonim, I think it might be the Ritva, says, one of the Rishonim say, because whenever you're ending something, so you're, the love and the connection gets even stronger. Like when you're being driven to the airport with your family, so as you're going, okay, but as you get closer to the airport, right, you start getting emotional, and then as you're ready to go, you get closer and closer, because you know you're going to say goodbye. So all the feelings and all the intensity and all the clarity comes together. So I just want to say, as I was looking at the calendar, as I was saying, okay, as I was sending out, okay, we're starting Shir. I couldn't believe it's like 3 weeks till Purim. Amish, 3 weeks till Purim. And I don't know how many Shiurim, it's even less. I didn't count how many Shiurim are left for us to be together, especially with an extra Adar. In a certain way, like we speak about, every day is a microcosm of life, right? That's why it's called Arichas Yamim, long life. Why is it called a long life? It's a long life is called your long days. Because we know, V'Avraham V'Sarah Zakenim Bayim Bayamim, is that V'Avraham Zakein Ba Bayamim. It says it both about them as a husband and wife, and as a Avram alone is your day. Why? Because your day is a microcosm of your life, as we speak many times. You wake up in the morning, Chadashim Labkarim Rabba Munasecha. You wake up, you say, Rabba Munasecha, you say, Moida Ani, thank you Hashem, I'm born. And then when you go to sleep, it's a microcosm of death. It's a 60th, right? The Gemara says, we know it's a 60th of death. You die. So you wake up in the morning, you're born again. You go to sleep at night, and you're basically dead. So your life is a microcosm, as we say many times. Oh, my life's not going well. What does that mean, my life's not going well? Well, how is your day going? Oh, I'm actually having a great day, but my life stinks. That's not the way it works. Usually, you're having a bad day, my life stinks. Right? We've spoken about your thoughts. My thoughts stink, so my life stinks, but I'm not focusing on that. That's a different conversation. But the pshat is that my day is my life. My day is, Reb Tzadik says over that that's one of the reasons that a person, before he goes to sleep, he says Kriya Shma Lamita, and he does tshuva, and he forgives everybody. If you ever go through the Kriya Shma Lamita, and you go through, you do tshuva, you forgive everybody, you do a vidui. Know what he says? He says, because you're really doing a preparation and a hachana before a person dies, that's what he's going to do. He's going to say, okay, how was my life? He's going to do tshuva. He's going to do vidui. He's going to say, I'm sorry, ashamnu, bagadnu. So too, before you go to sleep, because it's a microcosm of death. So really, a person can say, oh, well, it's so depressing. It's not depressing. It's actually exciting if you think about it. You know why it's exciting? It's exciting because the reason we're apathetic, and the reason apathy, by the way, for those who don't know, just means that a person just doesn't have energy, he doesn't care, he's blah, blah, blah. I don't know if someone wants to look up the definition of apathy, right? Not empathy.
It's the exact opposite, no?
No.
You're feeling no interest, enthusiasm, or concern.
Right, no interest, enthusiasm, concern, like blah, 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 right? You're blah. What does that mean? Because the guy's like, okay, I got tomorrow, I got next week, I got whatever it is. If someone told you, Chas V'Shalom, says, this is your last day on earth. Last day on earth, that's it. So you say, oh, I'd be so depressed. Yeah, you'd be depressed for maybe a minute, and then you'd if a guy had a week, he had 2 weeks, he had a month, that's it. So yeah, you might be down, but you're going to take advantage. You're not going to sleep all day. A person sleeps all day and he's not happy with his life because, yeah, I got next year, I got 2 years from now. But when a person realizes what he's got now, he'll never, ever, ever have ever again. It's a little bit intense to think about it, but it's true. What we have right now, and that's why whenever you look at the end of the Zman, it's like, okay, you look at the calendar, that's it. The weather's starting to get this. Pesach time, like that's it. It's over. It's over. Like this winter Zman never, ever, ever, ever will be ever again, ever in your existence. So what does that do? Just I'm saying it? No. It's always important to process. All relationships are like that. Where they say you can't, this is a big one. I like this one. You can't make a first impression ever again. I forgot exactly the line. Something like that. You can never make a second first impression. It's the same thing. You're today. Today is the yard site of Nachi's Zayda, the Chedush Yerim, Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel is the yard site. It's a day. It's a special day. Every day is so special. Every time is so special. Especially I look around to have just to say. I was thinking. I knew. I'll just start off. I knew my son Nehemiah was going to be here. So I don't like talking about my son. But I'm saying. I said. I miss my son, Nehemiah. Someone, as I was walking, says, oh, so good to see Nehemiah. So I was all, I have extra energy because Nehemiah's here. So it's an honor to have Nehemiah. And I have to mention also, I mamish want to mention this just because it's in my heart, also to have Hatzadik mamish, a special person who I just this year, you know, got to know, got to meet mamish. To have Moshe Kalish here is also an honor. And Avi and Yitzi Grunz. I know his name because he's Yitzi Grunwald, right? To guys, really. So, and again, I'm not just saying that stuff. Oh, okay. Every person who comes to the Shir. I met someone recently. I can't even begin to tell you. I met someone recently who sent me. This is crazy. I met someone recently. I said this Friday night, I think. I met someone recently. It's almost humbling. Not out of the sheer, because I want to talk. I want to talk today. I'm excited, especially with such chashuva people here together. I met someone recently who sent to me. I got to show this to you. Where's Yehuda? Yehuda, I got to show this to you. It's going to make you crazy. I don't have my phone on me. My phone was dying. My phone was dying. It was dying. So Baruch Hashem, it's okay. I plugged it in. But this person who I met recently, Mamish has been listening to the Shiurim. Mamish wrote like pages and pages, and it's not a compliment to the Shiur. It's not a compliment to us. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we try and work on ourselves. We try and grow purity of speech, which we're going to talk about, focusing on ourselves. But for this person to write, and I was looking at the notes. It's actually a girl sent it. It's a seminary girl that she sent it to me. I can't tell you. I was blown away by one thing, and I said this when I speak about Yitzi, the other Yitzi Grunwald, right, who has hundreds, and I spoke by a Sheva Brachas about this, hundreds and hundreds of pages, and Shuo Sina, guys who sit, and I know Zach, we mentioned his notebooks, and everybody, it's not just about the notebooks, it's a person who, what was inspiring is to come together for a half hour, for 40 minutes, to come together and to work on ourselves. This person wrote notes that are so clear, that are so clear about the things that we speak about, and talking about growth, and talking about change, and talking about accepting yourself. I want to talk about something today as well, accepting yourself, talking about insecurities, talking about anxiety, talking about that life is short. Having someone, we're not going to be, I don't think we'll have Bizaychen. I want to say this, not just as an introduction. Do you have, I want you guys to see, Maisha, I want you to hear this. I want you guys to hear this. Rabbi Lazarus, Kenai Nohara is a great grandfather to many. And he's older than all of us. He could be my father, meaning he's not a youngster age-wise. He sits in the shir every day. Sits in the shir every day. And I know he does it a little bit, and Rabbi Sonnenschein as well, both of you. You know what that, that's a testimony to me? And this girl who wrote over notes, and the people who write over and they take it serious. Know what that's a testimony to me? Know what it tells me? It tells me that this is what life is about. This is what life is about. Life is about working on ourselves. And when I say working on ourselves, just for those, see, I'm already tuned in, right? Right? The second I say working on myself, someone says, oh gosh, but I need to chill. I need to learn to relax. Binyamin, I'm good, Binyamin. I got it. I'm on. I'm on my game. When I say it, I'm saying this clear. When you say I'm working on myself, so someone's going to get all triggered and say, oh gosh, I don't want to hear I'm working on myself because I'm too hard on myself. Working on yourself doesn't mean you have to, Nehemiah, listen to this Chiddush. Working on yourself does not mean, he knows this already, but working on yourself does not mean that you have to work harder. Maybe working on yourself means you got to chill out. So don't please misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me when I say, oh, you have to work on yourself. Oh, Rabbi Fisher, he's expecting too much from us. He's talking of that part that working on myself means that I got to, you know, work harder to be more critical of myself. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for that guy, it might be. Yeah. For some guy who's a lazy guy who needs a little bit of a kick in the pants sometimes. Yeah, sometimes that's what I wanted to... And then you can leave after that. The person knows who I'm talking about, and I said. Sometimes a person needs, and I need it. Sometimes a guy, and I want to be very, very clear. Because I'm like, I don't understand Rabbi Fisher. I don't understand this year. Sometimes we talk about, you know, the Binyamin principle that we love everybody and patience and we're at your own pace. And then sometimes you're saying that you got to get on with your life and move on. No. I want to be very, very clear. It's the Ramchal says this, and the Mesil Sharma says, it's Lefi Ha'es, depends on the time. Lefi Ha'chevra, Lefi Ha'nosei, I'll show it to anybody. Where that Nosei means the situation, the journey. So Avigdor right now is Avigdor Greenwald's on his journey. Yes, Avigdor. We love it. Right. Go chill out. He's on his journey finding, and by the way, no, I want to be very clear. I said this the other day in Shir. It's the same journey. It's the same journey as learning and finishing. Don't forget that Avigdor Greenwald, a month or two ago, also finished a Masechta for the first time, had a Siyum, learned first Seder. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, oh, so which one? Will the real Avigdor please stand up? Know what the answer is? Both are the same. Maishi told me an incredible pshat last night. Incredible pshat. Tell me if I say it right. Mashcheni acharecha naruta, which we sang Shalosh Shiras. I love that. The reason I love that is because Mashcheni, we're asking Hashem, help me. So he asked, he said, the kashas, I think, what is the sasemis? That he said, what's the pshat? That Mashcheni is Lashon Yachid. Mashcheni, pull me as an individual. And then we will run after you. Why we will run after you? Mashcheni acharecha arutza, it would probably say. Arutza would be an aleph. I will run. Why pull me and all of me will run. So he said, because all we need is one part of us, without IFS, all we need is in one area for Hashem to give us inspiration. Give me in this area inspiration, if this is the pshat. And then that will affect, and mashpia, or I will be able to, whatever, I just need a little chizik in this area, and it will be mashpia in all my other areas. So it's not the pshat that there's two avigdars. It's not the pshat, there's the one avigdar who is steiging away in learning. Steiging means to grow, by the way. There's one guy who's learning, first seder, and there's another guy who's got to chill out. No. There are different times where we have to do different things. Sometimes we got to work very hard. Sometimes we need a kick in the pants. Sometimes we got to need shake up a little bit. We got to shake our... And that's the problem. People think... Great, beautiful, Yehuda. One second. People think... I was thinking of the line of fake it till you make it. The reason why fake it till you make it is first of all, it's not fake it till you make it. Just want to say, it's not just a line. In Chinuch, in Sefer HaChinuch, he says it many times. And the language in Hebrew is Adam Nifal Kefi Pe'ulosav, which means your external will help your internal. So faking it sometimes and being a certain way, there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is when your whole existence is faking it, then you'll probably never make it. If your whole existence... But to have times where you have to push yourself a little bit more, there's nothing wrong with that. Not even nothing wrong with that. You got to do that sometimes, right? I don't have the text. Nachi sent me a text. What was the last text you sent me? No, I want to share it. I was going to share it from my phone. Let me see it. On here. I want to make sure it's the right one. Oh, read that one. I'm not really. This is what Nachi wrote.
I'm not really so down, but I'll come.
Right. I'm not really so down, but I'll come. What does that mean? So, Shkoyach Nachi. Nobody knows. Why am I saying that? Now, I've said this many times. Nobody knows who gets how much schar for sitting in the shir right now. Nobody knows. No one would have known that he's not so down, but I'll come. I'm not so down. It happens to me. We were having a conversation. So I said, Nachi, well, I think you should come. I'm not so down. What does that mean? Okay. Sometimes you got to say, don't come. Don't come. Go chill. I have no idea where this just came from, but I'm saying, I just want to be very, I was excited, and I want to really clarify that it's so important for a person, that's why it's so important for a person to know himself. Because what happens is we want to lock ourselves and say, okay, I am a guy who's consistently getting up for chakras. I'm a guy who's consistently learning first Seder, second. I always said this. A guy who davens, and again, we're not judging anyone. A guy who davens the same Shemana Esrei for the same 20 minutes or 8 minutes or whatever it is, and he and it's exact, I never understood that. Why? Because sometimes you have more kavana, sometimes you have less kavana. Again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with someone who davens in exact, but I'm saying it's okay. You don't have to be, we're not robots. We're not robots. We're not robots. You don't have to do... Someone told me recently, it's like... We were talking like it's the end of the Zman. It's an Iberyar. Like, I need a day off, two days off. Like, oy vey, what's going to be with you? What do you mean, what's going to be with you? I'm a human being. Oh, so now that means because I go to the beach and I'm chilling and I'm relaxing, so that becomes my life? No. Chas v'shalom. Who said that? That was a joke. Very good. But it is true. You know why? Because that's not, because Chas v'shalom, don't lock yourself in to say, this is who I am. A free person, a person who has chayrus, who's free, and then Yehuda, I want to hear your question. Person's free, he's okay to be creative. Creativity means a song. A song, what's a song? There's highs, there are lows. It goes this way, it goes that way. Learning yourself. Let's go to Yehuda, and then we'll start with Chavetz Chaim. I want to say we'll learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, because that's our theme that we always want to talk about. Our theme is me. I want to talk about me. I don't want to talk about anybody else. Not in a selfish, self-centered way, but in a healthy way. I want to talk about me. I want to learn about me. I want to learn what makes things work for me. I want to know what's good for me. I want to be tuned in to myself. The second I'm tuned in, I think we said this last week with Reb Simcha Rabbah when he asked, so how do you get to know yourself? The first step to know yourself is stop looking at everybody else. So you're going to say, okay, it's hard to look, not look at everybody else. Okay, you're right. It's also hard to be me. But the first step to be you is you got to try as best as you can to stop looking at other people. And that means even in Yanei Ruchnias. I know people say, oh, you can get inspired by other people. You can get inspired. But you have to be very careful because a lot of times we judge. We say, oh, I wish I was like that guy. I wish I was like that guy. I wish I could be like that guy. I wish I could be like that. You have to be very careful, especially in our generation where everything's out there. You could post a video, everyone sees it. Everyone sees it. So what happens is you momish, not that you lose your identity. You're not focused. You're not focused on yourself. That's where Lashon Hara is. Lashon Hara is you're not focused on yourself. Forget about even talking good. Besides Avak Lashon Hara, you have to be careful. Not even talking about good about other people. Okay, that's also good to say good things. But why am I talking about other people? Talk about the person. If we're hanging out, I'll talk about you and you'll talk about me. Talk about each other when you'll be with your family. God willing, you'll be with your wife and your children. Talk about your wife. You talk about your children right there. Yeah, talk. Talk. That's where Lashon Hara stems from. Okay, let's start with Yehuda and then Yosef. Yes.
So I think I asked the question.
Look at Yehuda, by the way, guys. He's sitting here with the notebook.
He's sitting with the notebook.
And by the way, this did not start in March. This started the day he got here. The day I saw you at Holy Schnitzel. Go. Yes.
I think I asked the question before, but when do you know to push yourself? When do you know to chill?
Oh, I love it.
I feel personally a lot of the times where I tell myself, all right, I'm going to chill, I take chilling way too far. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to really chill this time, you know? But then sometimes, I don't know.
And then when you push yourself?
I push myself also way too hard. But so I have to find a balance.
How old are you?
19
years old. You hear this, guys? 19-year-old. Now, how beautiful is that? 19-year-old is asking something so beautiful, which is so basic to all of us and so important. So how do I know when I'm chilling too much? And how do I know when I'm pushing myself and I'm not chilling and I'm pushing myself too much? Great question. I can go, but right? The first thing I'm going to say is, yeah, let's hear.
You got to find people.
What?
You gotta find people who can help you.
Correct.
I think I have that written down tomorrow.
Okay. You gotta find people who can help you. And you know what? I wanna say something. What?
But no one knows yourself better than yourself.
Good. Okay, Mordechai, we'll get to you in a second. One second. Good.
But they see other things that you can't see.
Nice. At the end of the day, one second. At the end of the day, beautiful. At the end of the day, Yehuda. At the end of the day, very good. At the end of the day, you're making the decision. At the end of the day, every person is making the decision. You can listen to advice, and I would say not just one person. It's always good to have a few people. Not that you're someone who just shops from everyone, but it's good to have. If
different types.
Exactly. You could have a friend. You could have your Rebbe. You could have a therapist. You could have a few. Now, again, you're not shopping. But most people see consistent things. For example, I'll talk about Yehuda Teichman for a second for all of us. Everybody in the yeshiva knows that Yehuda Teichman, I just want to say this for the guys who don't know. Yehuda Teichman took a job and worked for the yeshiva. What time were you getting up in the morning?
7 o'clock
in the morning, right? In the beginning of the year, and then we had a conversation, me and you had a conversation about stopping to work and learning more in the Beis Medrash. Right? So what is that? You're a 19-year-old guy who's tuning in to what works for you. You're productive. You want to be productive. You're someone who sits here with a notebook, with a pen. You're serious about your life. I think that's obvious to everybody. I would say, again, I'm talking publicly now. We can have a more private conversation. I would say that someone like Yehuda, because it usually works like this, usually the guys who are tough on themselves need to learn to chill out in a very positive, healthy way. And usually the guys who are just chilled out, they need to get a little bit of Yehuda Teichman, meaning it's a good shidduch. You probably enjoy very much hanging out with people who are just totally like, yeah, what?
Like chill people.
Chill people. You know why? Probably because you're a serious guy. Right? Yeah. A little bit too serious. Not in a bit. I'm saying,
yeah.
So you enjoy when people lighten things up for you.
And you said to chill in like a positive way. So don't chill and do like...
Right. So that's what, right. So that's, okay, that's already healthy. Learning how to have, that's a whole different conversation of learning how to have a good, right? I don't have my phone on me. That's the quote. The quote is, right? Self-care, do we know what Baal Peh yet? Self-care is not chocolate cakes and hot baths or whatever it is. It's
building a life that you don't have to escape from.
Right, it's building a life. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Right, it is. It's building a life, and that's hard. Building a life that you, I think the line is that you don't have to regularly escape from. And that's hard. If I regularly have to escape from my life, it's like I said Friday night. If you're feeling tension and you're feeling pressure, most probably, again, it depends what type, most probably it's not Naruta. It's not all of me. It's not really all of me. It's not really me. There's something missing if I'm feeling extra pressure of what I'm doing. It doesn't mean that sometimes you can't feel pressure. It doesn't mean if you have a deadline or if you're going somewhere, you have to make shkia, you have to get up to go to shachas, you're rushing. Okay, that's in the moment feeling pressure. But to feel that my life is one big pressure, then you have to question that maybe you're not living the life that you truly want to live. Yosef, and then we'll go with you're good? Chaim.
I found myself like a guy who also is hard on myself.
Yeah.
On myself.
Yes.
But when I chill, it's like, I don't know if I do it in such a healthy way.
Right.
And I want to know, like, how do I chill in, like, a healthy way?
Right, correct. That's a $1 million question.
I feel like it's, like, not, like, even when it's like an idea coming from the outside, like I have to chill or I have to work hard, it's the same thing. It's both just like ideas you're trying to
put nice.
Yourself into. Like you're trying to make yourself do like a specific set of things.
Nice.
Like it has to just come from the inside. Wherever you're actually holding at any time, like whatever's right for you, like you can always really tune in and think like what should I do right now? Like do I have to work this hard or is it coming from? Is this an idea? Is this me? Like whether it's chilling or the
Mordechai Steinhardt, I like it. Welcome to the Yeshiva. Straight from the mirror, guys. Straight from the mirror. Watch out. I like that. And again, Chaim, listen, to be honest, I'm being honest, it's a journey to find, to learn yourself, to learn what's good for you, taking care of yourself, knowing what I need. Knowing what I need and not being, there is a shame that comes from needing things. There's a shame. There's an essence of shame that when someone says like, oh, I need for sure when it comes to like, oh, I need love. I need something from someone. I need to relax. Like we grow up and we have, especially if our parents have put in us like, you know, you have to be, come on, like, let's go. You know, if you have to be to say, no, I need to actually relax. I need to take care of myself. There's a little bit of a shame, I think, that comes with that. And when a person learns to accept your needs, when one learns, and that takes time. How much takes time? The what? Is what? Okay, so good. That could be something personal we could talk.
Stress laxing.
That's Saralea sent it. My daughter sent it. Can someone read the stress laxing? I don't have my phone. But stress. Oh, it's a new one.
I can say it.
Stress laxing is go.
Is you're relaxing but you're stressed out that you're not doing the things that make you stressed out.
I'm not stressed about doing things. I just don't feel good and chilling either.
You're what?
I just don't feel good in either way. Like, I'm not like happy about chilling. I'm not happy about like,
right, right.
Because you have to, because it's very hard to learn how to chill.
Yeah.
It's very hard. And I don't know. Most people probably never get a real vacation their entire lives. Go all over the world.
You what?
Since I've been trying to learn how to chill for over 75 years, I'm not there yet.
I'm almost 78, next month I'll be 78, so the first three years I knew how to chill
but I don't know how to chill. I'm still trying to learn how to do it.
Yes, yes.
I want to comment on what Rabbi Lazarus is saying. First of all, I think that's very encouraging, because it means that it's an avoda. It's a big avoda to learn how to have yishuv hadas, to have menuchas hanefesh. Not saying that Rabbi Lazarus, I don't believe he doesn't. I believe Rabbi Lazarus has yishuv hadas. He has menuchas hanefesh. But for a person to be comfortable with himself, and for a person to be able to really just flow with who he is like geula. It's geula. It's Mashiach. It's like. It could be that's our whole avoda, like dveikus, right? Let's just talk this out for a second. Dveikus, connecting to Hashem, is total. Reb Tzadik says this also. He says it's total just acceptance of who you are and what your situation is, and you're totally at peace with exactly where you are. That's dveikus b'Hashem. That's like one of the highest madrigas for a person to be at. That he's davuk to Hashem, which he's totally, totally relaxed and totally at peace with wherever he is. So I think we're chasing what? Oh, so I think anything you're going to chase, anything you're going to, what?
Have dveikus about not being at dveikus.
Correct. And that's where it begins. That is where it begins. When you stop chasing something, that's when you finally get it in a certain way. The Goyin, the Gra says, what a Baal Taiva, which is someone who is a human, who's chasing after his desires. What the person who is except, well, it's the human who's, one second, it's a human who's chasing desires. He says, what the person who could just accept what he has, what he could accomplish in that one moment of being, like we said yesterday from the Mishnah, Hasameach Bechalko, for that one moment, the Baal Taiva who's rushing and running to accomplish will never ever achieve. He'll spend his whole life chasing and chasing and chasing, and the person who's able to learn to sort of be happy with what he has achieves that in that one moment. So it's a very high level, Chaim. It's a very high level. How old are you, Chaim? 18. 18. That's what we're here. We're working on it. Part of it is that I want to be here right now. I want to have it right now. When a person realizes that it takes time. It takes years, as I've said many times. If you're negative, you grew up with negative mother, negative father, negative whatever, for 20 years. So you need 20 years of positivity to at least to balance that out. It takes time. Yes, Yehuda. Sorry.
On this journey, you know, that we're speaking of being with where I'm at, living honestly, and for sure getting to know myself. I find that sometimes I'm just going to go. Hopefully this will just come out clear. I find that many times maybe I'll be learning Svarim or reading certain books as a part of this journey, and I'm being taught what it is that my, like the beginning, right, the first chapter of Rochal, you know, and hearing what my neshama enjoys, and like when I learn about what my neshama wants, and many times I don't feel connected to that, but I'm being told that be'emes, this is what I want. So naturally, I then find myself needing to almost make a choice of putting me to the side, because this is what I'm being told I really want versus how I'm feeling.
Right.
And it can be very hard for me to balance those, because I'm just trying to be as real as I can, and I'm being told that this is really who I am.
Right, who are you being? 100%. Yeah. Good. Thank you, Yehuda. Thank you, Yehuda. I think I got it. Who are you being? Who are? I'm sorry. I'm in a Yehuda Mittal sitting in the shir for 8 years. Who is telling you? Who is telling you that? Who is telling you not to be in tune with your with really your essence of what who you are and what you want and your needs, and that your physical needs are important and your emotional needs are important, and the pyramid to go to your spiritual needs are probably after your physical. When a person learns to be in touch with his needs, he'll learn to know himself more. So I don't know who's who's teaching you the Mesil Sisharim or the first parak, but the introduction doesn't say that. And I don't know what you're referring to, but I don't know if there's any tzaddik who's not going to tell you how many stories there are. And I'm not, I hope I'm getting your question, but how many stories? I'll tell you two stories that just come to mind. Story number one from the Satmar Rebbe. The story goes that he gave shir after the Holocaust in Williamsburg. He said, guys, he brought the olam. These are all people who lost their families, and we can't imagine what they went through. And he says, let's start a shir together. Let's start learning together. They all came to the Beis Medrash in Williamsburg. You can imagine the Satmar Rebbe was a Kaddish, mamish, a Kaddish, Kaddish. When he was a little kid, they say when he woke up in the middle of the night, he used to just, by default, he would take his pajamas like this and scratch his head as not to get his head's tummy. You're talking about a person in Ish Kaddish, the Satmar Rebbe. And he came to bring everyone together to learn Torah. What happened? First day he comes there and he's schmoozing with everybody. How you doing? How was the war? How's your wife? How's life? How's the grocery store? How's the this? One day goes by. Everyone's great. Another day goes by. A week goes by. And he's schmoozing with everybody. Someone comes over to him. He's a tzaddik, yisoid olam, and says, Rebbe, I love you very much, but you told us we're coming together to learn Torah, to learn a Gemara, to start a new Masechta together. So the Rebbe said, he says, yeah, I know. The Masechta starts on Daf Beis. It doesn't start on Daf Aleph. You know why the Masechta doesn't start on Daf Aleph? Because this is the Satmar Rebbe, Yehuda. The Satmar Rebbe said, the reason we don't start on Daf Aleph, because Daf Aleph is to know what you need emotionally, to know what you need. And everybody here needs to schmooze about their life, and they're not ready yet to go to Daf Beis. So that's story number one. Does that help a little bit, Yehuda? Am I addressing your thing? A little bit?
Yeah.
Right? Number two, I think this is the famous story of, I think, Rabbi Elia Lapian, or one of the, I don't know exactly, but maybe someone can correct me. That story where the kid came for the faher of the yeshiva, and he came from a long journey. If anyone knows the story, correct me who it was, or you heard this, and he came for a long journey. Who was it, Rabbi Elia Lapian? It was him? He went to the faher? Or he gave it? He gave it. And the person came, the bachur, imagine, you have to know like hundreds of blot, baal peh, and he, could you imagine? And he came, he says, did you sleep yet? Did you eat yet? Did you shower yet? Did you this? The first night, the second day, blah, 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 blah. All his physical needs, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Those are the tzaddikim. That's the derech of the Torah. The derech is to know what you need, to know what you're connected to, to jump to neshama. I don't know neshama. I'm trying to figure out my goof. I'm trying to figure out my body. I'm trying to figure out my emotional needs. And you know what? You know what? Like we spoke Friday night a lot. When a person understands his needs, you'll get there. You will get there. When you're tuned in to what you need, and there is shame that's connected to your needs, that comes with it. I don't want to be a needy person. I need love from my father. I need love from my mother. I need love from my roommate. I need love from my Rebbe. I need love from Hashem. No, I'm all good. Especially if you didn't get it. If your father didn't give you love, your mother didn't give you love, your Rebbe didn't give you love, nobody gave you love, so it's even more shameful to ask for love. It's much more shameful. Because you're not even going to get it. You're not going to get it. So you might as well not ask for it. But when a person tunes in, that's hard. It's hard to be tuned in to yourself. So yeah. There is the ruchnius. There is the ruchnius of deep down what we just want to connect to Hashem. But the derech, the way to connect to Hashem, the way to connect to that ruchnius, the quality way, not just the quantity way, the quality way of you want to connect to Torah. Why, I always say this. Why does it say Psach libi b'sarasecha? Why does it say open my heart to the Torah? It should say Psach sichli b'sarasecha. I never understood that. Say, open up my seichel to the Torah.
The word lamed beis in Tanakh was a
seichel. Interesting. So I want to say that psach libi is that if a person
the koyos are emotion.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but a person's heart is rachmana liba bai. Is that when a person is tuned in, I say this many times to guys in yeshiva when it comes to learning Torah. When you're a lot of times, I remember I had this when I was younger. A lot of times you can have a really good head, you can have a lot of clarity, but your emotions can mess up your seichel. So you're not able to concentrate. You're not able to really ask Akasha. I was zoicha to have Rabbi Freifeld. Rabbi Freifeld's son, Rabbi Morcha Freifeld, I'll end off with this. We'll do a halacha. I want to end off with this, with learning. And this applies to everything. I don't think I've said this enough. Yehuda, it could be you've heard this from me. I remember when I learned with him in Kolel, I was zoicha to learn with Rabbi Freifeld. He's a very big tzaddik, a big Talmud Chacham. And I remember I was learning with him, and I asked him, I think you guys will like this. I said, Rebbe, is this a good kasha? I said, is this a good kasha? Like, I forgot whether we were learning a tesis. It's like, is that a good kasha? And he said to me, I'll never forget this. He says, what do you mean, is it a good kasha? Does it bother you? Listen to this. In learning, he says, does it bother you? I said, yeah, something doesn't make sense. He says, if it doesn't make sense to you, then it's a good kasha. What does that mean, right? Because growing up, it was like, oh, that's a good kasha. Tosis asked the kasha. The Rajba asked the kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the kasha. Is that a good kasha? And we grow up a certain way.
Saying good, say better.
Saying good, say better, exactly.
Saying good, say like me.
Say like me. That I never heard. But no, so good. So we grow up where it's like, is that a good kasha? We grow up. And it's a similar thing. Is this the way I'm, like Chaim, you said it. Like I feel, I'm not to bring out so much what you said, but it's so true. I feel like there's something wrong with the way I chill. I don't know how to chill. I got to learn how to chill. I'm sure many people feel that way. No, the way we feel, the way we are, is exactly the way we're supposed to be. The way we are, and your feelings that you have, that you're struggling, whatever you're struggling with, is exactly what you're supposed to be struggling with. That's exactly what you're supposed to be struggling with. It's exactly what it's supposed to be like. It's exactly, wherever you are, it's one of my favorite quotes, wherever you are, be there. Wherever you are, be there. Just be there. Be there. Part of our problem is we don't want to have the problem that we have right now. We speak about this all the time. I don't want to have this problem. Give me another problem. And then you get another problem. It's like, okay, I'll like it for a couple hours, and I want another problem. And then we wonder why we never get over whatever the problem is.
It's the opposite of
dveikus. What? The opposite of dveikus. Maybe the dveikus is. Maybe the dveikus is. That's the shalom alecha me'al raglecha. That's the michtam elio. Shalom me'alecha. Listen to this pshat. Shalom alecha me'al raglecha. The michtam elio says, I've said this before. You heard this one? Shalom alecha me'al raglecha is that your feet are smelly. So the mokom asher ata oimid is admas kodesh is the place that smells bad. That is the dveikus, the place that you don't like. But that's you're there. I don't like this. The shame, the part that you are challenged with, that is holy. The part that you don't, that you wish you didn't have, that itself is exactly what Hashem wants from you. Yes, the son.
So
the magic that you want is in the work that you're avoiding. The magic that you're looking for is in the work that you are avoiding. And we'll say even more. The magic that you're looking for is in the struggle that you're avoiding. Let's change that. Zach, we just made up a new one. Thank you, Zach. The magic, that's it. We got a new one, guys. We have a new one. The magic that you're looking for is in the struggle that you are... Avram, you like that one? Mama just made that up right now. The magic that you're looking for... The magic, Yaakov, thank you. The magic that you're looking for is in the struggle that you are avoiding. The struggle that you're avoiding is where the magic is. That's where it is. Doesn't mean you have to overcome the struggle. I knew you were thinking that.
Because
I knew you were thinking that. No.
Right. That's what I was
saying. No. I didn't say you have to overcome the struggle.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You have to acknowledge that this is what I'm struggling
with.
Yes, the sonal, and then we'll wrap up.
So how can one be there if he's just chilling?
What?
How can one be there if he's just chilling?
So the chilling thing is a good kasha. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Because I'm not sure what chilling, we have to define more what that means. Chilling sometimes is avoiding. Sometimes you're avoiding when you're chilling. Sometimes you need a break. But if your whole essence is chilling, it could be you're just avoiding something. I'm not saying that a person doesn't need break. Right? We've spoken about this. There's a difference between an outlet and an escape. I've said many times. You can have a guy who watches a movie for 2 hours, and you can have a guy who's on his phone for 1 hour. And the guy who's watching for 2 hours is doing awesome. And the guy who's on his phone for 1 hour is doing terrible. How could that be? Why am I on my phone for 2 hours and why am I on my phone for 1 hour? If I'm on my phone for 1 hour because I'm distracting myself and I have nothing better to do and I'm escaping, then that 1 hour is terrible. If I choose to be on my phone for 2 hours because I'm giving myself whatever I'm giving myself, that could be...
I'm putting my foot down.
That what?
You gotta be careful with saying that. We gotta be careful.
With what? With what?
Saying that an escape is bad to escape.
If I'm escaping? If I'm escaping?
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm running away?
Yes.
Meaning you're saying sometimes we need to run away?
Often. Usually, every single time we run away, we need to run. The reason why we're running away is because we need to run away. It would be healthier.
Correct. It goes
right
with
now.
Your face. Okay. No. It goes with your correct. It goes with face everything and rise. Or then it's hard. Correct. Correct.
Or forget everything and run. Or
forget everything
or
and run. What was the other one?
Say
some. Correct. I agree. Oh, 1 second. I agree. We'll talk. I agree.
I agree.
Hold up. No. I agree. Meaning sometimes I agree. I'm talking about when a person is not... No, good. I like it. When a person... No, it's good. I like it. You're saying escaping is... It could be hurtful for a person. Just bear with me. If I'm hurting myself, if somebody's hurting himself and he's making his pain worse, then it's good to learn how not to do that. That's what we're talking about. You hear the difference?
Yeah. making it worse.
He's making it worse. Correct. We're not talking about. I'm not talking about a guy.
You need 30 years.
Correct. But I'm saying no. Correct. But I agree with you. If a person needs time and a person needs to escape a little bit, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if a person is doing destructive things to himself, he's doing things that makes it worse. He's avoiding. Correct. That's all I'm saying. Okay. You know what? We'll wrap up. It's Hashem should help us all. We should all be zog. Let's do a quick halacha in Chavetz Chaim. Thank you, Nisano. Thank you, Nisano. Yeah, does that work? Yeah. Okay. Publicizing, we're on day 63. Day 63, page 166. Rechilas. Your friend tells you, my mother complained to me that you never return things that you borrow from her. Your friend has just spoken Rechilas. You're not allowed to confront your friend's mother and ask her, why did you say that about me? Why? Because your friend's mother will automatically conclude that her child, meaning your friend, repeated her comment. Thus, you will be causing your friend's mother to be upset with him or her. It would also be usher for your friend to tell others about his mother's comment about you, even if he doesn't tell you about it. Why? Because by publicizing the comment, it will eventually get back to you. By repeating the comment, he is saying that his mother spoke Lashon Hara, as mentioned in day 11, to say that someone spoke negatively is Lashon Hara. And number three, by repeating the comment, you're also guilty of speaking Lashon Hara. He is also guilty about speaking Lashon Hara about you. Okay, that's Hilchos. We'll go over this tomorrow. Hilchos Rechilas, Gimel, Beis Gimel. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.